The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Trish Clark and Carl Bott. Today, the 20th of July.
Whoa, where's that going?
Yeah, hey, 7:05 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. Christina's at the helm. Good morning, Christina.
Very good morning, Carl.
Do we have a national day out there?
Yes, we do. Today is National Moon Day.
Moon Day?
Yes, today is National Moon Day.
Well, and okay. Well,
International Cheese Day.
International Cheese Day. Okay. Well, if it's National Moon Day, we got this big window. Maybe I'll moon people as they go by.
Let's not.
It's not. Okay, I've got the greatest mooning story in the world that I'll talk to you about as soon as you do the weather.
All right. It's 69 degrees in downtown Reading. We're looking for a high today of 107 and a low of 64 clear. Friday, 110 hot, any way you look at it. Friday night, a low of 75. Saturday, hot again, 109. Saturday night, 74. Sunday, 105. Sunday night, 70.
Okay, this makes this more entertaining.
I know. What's entertaining? Okay, entertaining. Monday is 100.
Okay. Here's where it's entertaining. Okay. All right. The fact is that we got 104, but here's the good part. At night, drops down 30 degrees.
Gotcha.
You can kind of cool off. So that's good. Linda, as I was leaving this morning, was coming back in because she gets out at the horse at like 5:15. Because it's hot after there. We have a fan on the horse that runs on a timer during the hot parts of the day. But if you're in Phoenix where it's 110, they've had a week solid, it's probably more now, it's probably 12 days, over 110, but it doesn't get any cooler than 90 degrees at night. So you have to kind of look at that. I mean,
we're trying 90, to make, is this entertainment or is we trying
well,
to make people
no,
feel
we
better?
No, go back because you haven't been here in the Marine Corps. When you can say this sucks, right?
Embrace the suck.
Embrace the suck. Come on. Embrace
the suck. Yeah.
Well, it could be a lot worse.
It absolutely could be.
Cold water.
And stick around, it might get that. No.
There you go.
Okay.
And, things can't get any worse. Well, they can.
Yeah, it can. And actually, it's cooling down. It's only going to be in right around 100 the rest of the week.
Well, I'm going to cut the grass in the middle of the day.
Well, there you go, because it's not going to be 110 like it's going to be on Friday. So, yeah, you're right, Carl.
There you go.
Look at it the best you can.
Embrace the suck.
Embrace the suck, I guess. I don't know. But I don't really, I'm not complaining about it like a lot of people are because it's Shasta County. It's summer.
It's not a surprise.
It is, everybody says, oh, it's so much hotter. No, it's not. I remember the first year that my husband moved me to this town and he took off fighting fires and it was over 110 degrees for 15 days straight. I thought I was, what have you done to me? I mean, this is insane. But, you're right.
You see, before I
cools down at night, and it's okay. The weather is always is brought to us by Shasta.
The weather
gas
report.
Propane.
The weather report.
Yeah, we don't blame the weather on Shasta Gas Propane.
No.
Our customers are room friends, warm friends. It's locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
And it's a veteran-owned business.
Yes,
now,
it is.
See, my training for Reading was being in Iraq,
well,
where
it
was, I would send Linda a photo of me, and I could change the number. It's, 124 degrees today. And then, but didn't have to change the number much. So, see, I was in training. I was trained by the Marine Corps.
Probably
to come here to Reading. And then when somebody said to me after I got here, oh man, it's 108 today, and I'd look at them, and I'm in my Hawaiian shirt, my shorts, my flip flops, going. And your point is, anyway. Okay, it's International Moon Day, National Moon Day. Let me tell you my moon story.
Okay, good.
There is a bar in Southern California, Aliso Viejo. I cannot tell you what the name of the bar is because I've forgotten. But probably 25 years ago, and it's right next to the Amtrak rails. They had this great idea. Hey, you know what? When the Amtrak goes by, let's just moon it. So they went out there, you know, four or five of them went out and they mooned the Amtrak going by. Well, it somehow started into a yearly event. Moon the Amtrak out of this bar. You can look it up on Wikipedia or the internet. So people started coming to it and going out there and mooning the Amtrak with them. Well,
was this on a daily basis?
No, not daily. Just one day out of the year.
One day out
of the year. So the parking is totally filled for, you know, a half a mile around there. People coming in. You've got everybody you can imagine. You've got Girl Scout troops coming in there. Okay, they wear shorts.
Yeah.
They just bend over to have shorts. You show guys are holding up babies and pulling down the diaper. We went there, of course, and we mooned the Amtrak. Well, the engineers, you know, fight for that day. And they come through really slow. And when they come through really slow, passengers buy tickets on this just to see this.
Oh, wow.
Well, then some of the passengers are mooning back, you know, coming through. But, you know, then there's vendors down there and everything. I mean, they brought a lift, you know, you know, so you can get up higher. People get on that. And so people are exposing their buttocks to the Amtrak train. Some of the passengers are exposing them back. But this was a huge, huge event. I'm sure the government's gotten into it and said you can't do it anymore because it's too crowded. I took my 8-month pregnant daughter there with her husband and three other Marines. And we brought her a chair so she could sit in the shade because she didn't do it.
She didn't feel like she wanted to.
She didn't feel like mooning the damn track when she said, I think I'm going to have the baby today.
That is too funny.
It is. You know, you have to participate in it just to see. Oh, and it's not just one train. It'll be like, you know, they have several trains coming by. So people are there for hours. And then they've got signs up when the Amtrak's supposed to come by. And then they hit air horns to let people know so you can
run up there, you can get your place against the fence. How funny.
It is funny. Anyway.
That's a great story.
It is a good story. Okay. We're going to have open line today.
Okay.
Except at 7:30 we have mattress firm in here. And we're going to talk to them. I don't know who they are, but it's, you know, new business. And
Mattress firm. Mattress firm. Okay.
Right. And talk about the mattress business, you know. And then there's so many things to talk about, so little time. But Patrick Jones is having his town hall meeting.
Tonight, at the Holiday Inn.
And I think it's open to the public.
It is open to the public, and I would just say again, I would encourage everyone, even if you think your mind is made up that they were wrong to get rid of the machines or that there was no anything going on in the election or that it was a total bust and it was stolen.
Yeah.
Whatever your opinion of this is,
you need to go and listen to it. Yeah.
Go and listen.
You don't have to agree to it, but if there's something in there and you go, well, I wonder why that is. You know, I mean, that's the thing that when I hear something like this, I go, well, I can argue against this and this and this, you know, parts.
Mm-hmm.
But that's interesting. You know, how does that happen?
I've talked to people who absolutely, blatantly, absolutely said that. Get over it, Trish. The election was not stolen. And I asked them, did you listen or watch any of the stuff? Well, no, it's every court has denied it. It's been,
true.
They haven't heard it.
They've thrown it
out on a technicality. You can check the record. There has not been a case where any evidence purporting to prove the point has been able to be presented. It's always thrown out on a technicality. They don't have standing. The wrong people are bringing it. They're bringing it in the wrong court. The timing is wrong. Whatever, it has never been adjudicated, i.e. heard the evidence and then said, okay, no, we don't agree. So I'm just saying, if you haven't listened to the information, the hundreds of pages of documented information and testimony of people that are involved in this, then you don't know both sides of it, and you can't make a decision.
Well, and this one, what this is about, it's about the Mesa, the Mesa investigation out of Mesa, Colorado. And this has nothing to do with anything else but the anomalies of reporting. And how did it happen? And this gentleman is saying it can't happen. Statistically, it's impossible for these numbers to do this. And that's what they're going to explain.
Okay.
And that one of our elections had that same Mesa contradiction, you could call it. So anyway, that's tonight at the
Holiday Inn.
Holiday Inn.
Hilltop.
On Hilltop, but it's the Holiday Inn Convention Center.
Yeah, Holiday Inn Convention Center.
And so it's first come, first serve. And there's not going to be any uprisings from the audience.
Opens
they got security.
At 5:30.
Yeah. I get there earlier to get your seat.
Absolutely. The hall is open at 5:30. It starts at 6. I would advise if you want to get a seat that you get there early. And they're warning up front. Everyone is welcome. If you're causing a disruption,
you will be escorted
out. You will be escorted out.
Immediately.
Exactly. There will be no.
And there, you can video. You can,
have a conversation while you're doing your video.
With the dais.
Exactly.
Okay. So, in other words, Donnie goes there this time, which I'm sure she will.
She needs to go in and shut her mouth.
Well, I don't think she's been the disruptor, really, in the ones I've seen. You know, it's been usually other people. I mean, I don't see her standing up and screaming like some of our.
Oh, no.
No. But is she a disruptor? Well, yes, but it's not because she goes to a meeting to disrupt it.
No.
But if you want to bring your video cameras in and all that, you can do that so you can capture it.
Yeah.
Joan said that the other day on the show. Okay, we got to take a break.
All right.
Today's Thursday. So today. We'll start off with our people over at NorCal Tractor and Equipment in Anderson, your favorite place. They started in Redding. It's a young couple, and there's such a success that they had to expand their operation, build a new place, and it just wasn't feasible in Redding for a variety of reasons, mainly bureaucratic. So they went to Anderson and built this brand new, everything there at NorCal Tractor and Equipment, and they're there for all your Kubota needs. Tractors, side-by-sides, skid steers, backhoes, they've got it all. They've got small ones to large ones. You do it all, they do it local, and they are locally owned, locally operated. They're located at 2540 Gateway Drive in Anderson. You give them a call at 530-221-6800. We'll be right back.
Of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Shout out to Redding Rancheria. Appreciate you guys for all your help. With the help that you guys gave us, we were able to stick around, retain some of our employees, and make sure all the customers got what they needed. Thank you guys.
Hi there. Us here at the Post Office Saloon would like to thank the Redding Rancheria for supporting us and our community through the COVID pandemic.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
If you are 50 years or old, come down to Wind River Resort and Casino for our Senior Day promotion every Wednesday. Check in at the River Club with your River Club card and play your favorite slot machine to receive 5x points from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. While you're in points, you can put your points back on your slot machine for more playtime or redeem your points for dining vouchers, gas vouchers, or a variety of other prizes. For more information, visit WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-UWIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Get a great deal on select Kubota equipment, the number one rated tractor brand for durability and owner experience in the U.S. The versatile lineup is built to help you make the most of your land. Right now at participating dealers, get a Kubota compact tractor for zero down, 0% APR for 84 months, plus save up to $800 on qualifying implements. Now through September 30th, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com/disclaimers for full disclaimer.
Hi, this is Chelsea with NorCal Tractor and Equipment. You do it all, we do it local.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Shout out to Redding Rancheria. Appreciate you guys for all your help. With the help that you guys gave us, we were able to stick around, retain some of our employees, and make sure all the customers got what they needed. Thank you, guys.
Hi there. Us here at the Post Office Saloon would like to thank the Redding Rancheria for supporting us and our community through the COVID pandemic.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Welcome back. Hey, Mama, rock me.
Nice.
7:22 in the morning here on the 20th of July at Free Fire Radio. It's 65 degrees out there. Whoa.
Just okay. Right, brisk.
It'll go up to it'll rise 30 degrees by 11 o'clock today.
You know, that's the incredible part about this area is the diversity. Most places that I've lived, you know, the temperature fluctuates maybe 10, 15, 20 degrees. Gosh, we can have 40 degrees or better in a day and very quickly on a regular basis. Well, we do it right here, 70 to 110. Give me a break. That's, you know, 40 degrees.
Okay, and speaking of temperatures here, Alaska. Now you're thinking, okay, Alaska's up there and... But it's having an impact on the military. The water has risen, and it's pushing at these radar sites they're one of the ones that was tracking the balloons, and they're right there, you know, in the northern tip of Alaska. And water is coming in, so they're building seawalls. Excuse me. We also have allergies during this time. And it's not just that, but they have to do that to keep them from being washed away. Inland, some of these sensitive military sites where we have radars that detect missiles and air bases for some of the most sophisticated jets are up there. You know, it's a quick trip from Russia there. The permafrost there is melting and sinking. So they are having to dig up the permafrost. Till they hit either frozen ground or hard rock, and then provide sites
structure
there. They've got they're actually even refreezing the ground in some areas, but they're having to dig deeper to find solid rock. The cost of this is in the tens of millions of dollars. And there's a concern, you know, because they're concerned about the strategies of coming across through Russia. So the permafrost is melting. So it's never had that problem. This stuff's been, you know, was built on that the idea that it's not going to, you know, now it is. So they're having to reconstruct, rebuild, strengthen seawalls, all these things. So, you know, no matter, I mean, you can argue, we can argue all day the cause of climate change, you know, the earth changes.
Climate change is a reality. There's no question about it.
The climate changes
has since the beginning of time.
Absolutely.
Will continue to do so.
Anyway, so the water, they have to build seawalls, protect radar sites.
Yeah.
Keep them from being washed away. Okay. Roberta, good morning. Hello, Roberta.
Hi, good morning. I have a question.
Okay.
I heard that if you regret signing the recall petition for Kevin Cry, uh-huh. that you could go to the clerk's office and have your name removed. Is that true? Do you know?
I am not personally aware.
I
have no idea.
So I would call the county clerk's office.
Okay.
Because
if I call
the county clerk's office, and then I'd have to call you. But if you call the county clerk's office directly and then find out, then you can call tomorrow and tell us.
Okay. I'll do it.
All right. Good job, Roberta.
Okay. All right.
Thank you.
Good on you.
Bye.
Wait a minute. Lori's there. Good morning, Lori. Hey, Lori, good morning. You're on the air.
Hey, good morning. I was just going to follow up with your conversation about the event tonight with Patrick Jones Town Hall. I picked up four signs to clarify what's going on as far as conduct and behavior. If you let me, I'll just read it to you real quick.
Yeah, please do. Sure.
Hey, can you turn her up at all, or do you have her all the way up? Yeah, turn her up.
Can you hear me okay, Carl?
Now we can.
Okay, hey.
It's better now.
Thank you. It says, welcome to our private event. Though this event is open to the public, comma, the proprietors have the legal authority and discretion as to who is allowed to enter or remain. We want all to peacefully enjoy this venue and the activities herein. Protesting or disruptions of any kind are not allowed. Such activity will result in those involved being escorted out immediately. Any refusal to leave or disruptions are in violation of Penal Code 415 and 602. Thank you for your understanding, period. So, signs are allowed outdoors, not inside. If you want to film and record, fine. Do it respectfully. Don't stand up and, like, what's his name from Record Searchlight, the Board of Supervisors constantly blocking all of us on the media wall. Just be respectful recorders, okay? Not a problem. So that's, I hope, some clarification. I wouldn't get there at 3 or 4 and line out in the sunshine because the doors are going to open at 5:30. If you want to juggle and get yourself situated, you know, bring an umbrella, bring your water, you know what I mean? Just take care of yourself. But absolutely, when that last Cottonwood meeting, when we have a disruptor, when we're politely, respectfully asking her to leave, not welcome, we don't want you, we don't welcome what you do, and it takes 30, 35 minutes, and then there's, what, three, possibly four sheriffs involved to help you get to the door and exit, you're wasting a lot of resources. So,
let me repeat this then. So it's, the public's invited, but it's a private event. So they can say who comes in and who doesn't. There's be no disruptions, no signs inside, nothing. It's there for to hear the speaker.
It's open to the public, but they have the authority and discretion as to who's allowed to enter and remain.
Okay.
So that's kind of, I hope clarifying what you guys brought up earlier. So
good.
Thanks a lot.
Got it.
All right, thanks. Bye-bye.
Well, see, I've been saying it's open to the public because that's what.
Well, it is open to the public.
It is.
But they
reserve the right to let.
Do they reserve the
no
right?
No shirt, no shoes, no shirts, no service.
There you go. Kind of thing. Exactly. If someone comes in that.
No public bathrooms.
Yeah.
Okay, got it.
Yeah.
Okay, let's take a break, and we'll have our first guest as soon as we come back.
Are you okay with Gavin Newsom selecting your next supervisor? Stand with Kevin Cry and keep him in office. Please join us for a fundraising dinner and live auction on August 5th at the Senior Citizen Hall in Reading at 2290 Benton Drive. Tickets can be purchased in person at Ninja Coalition in Jones Fort or by calling 530-776-4790. Get your tickets soon. This event will sell out. To donate or for more information, go to nooncryrecall.com. Paid for by the committee Stop Newsom, No on Cry Recall.
The City of Reading cares about clean, affordable transportation. Reading Electric Utilities' new income-qualified electric vehicle voucher program reduces the purchase or lease price on eligible new or used electric vehicles by $3,000. Fuel prices are on the rise, but RU rates remain low. EV drivers pay the equivalent of about $1.10 per gallon versus the paid price at the pump by gas vehicle drivers. Find out if you qualify at cityofreading.org/rebate and enjoy fuel savings in an EV that fits your lifestyle. Funding is limited, so don't wait. Apply now.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Now at Turtle Bay Museum, cats and dogs on display now through September 4th, featuring immersive and interactive exhibits, games, and activities all about cats and dogs. Learn about the science and culture behind our domesticated furry friends, great for all ages. And don't miss Turtle Bay's summer animal shows, outdoor playgrounds, gardens, and more, all at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California. Presented in memoriam by the family of Cheryl Bambauer, Cats and Dogs, the exhibition. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and Mobile Catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, Pasta, and More, made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy Mambo Pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and Mobile Catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
Cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and the radio, oh, oh, a lot of sweet songs, sweet love.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Trish Clark and Carl Bott. It's Thursday, the 20th of July, 7:33 in the morning, and it's about 68 degrees. Going up to 100 and something.
Yeah, it's about 70 degrees now. It's gone up. It was 69 when we started.
Okay, so I say about. I say 68.
I know,
say,
but
well,
it's
no,
rising. It's
70.
Rising,
no,
Carl.
You know,
it's rising as we speak.
So are we going to argue?
Next time it's going to be 72.
We'll spend 10 minutes on this one degree because, you know, what difference.
It was 69 when we started.
Anybody that can tell the difference between 69 and 70, you just line up here. I'll give you $100. So, without Trish telling you this. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by PSA2 Area Agency on Aging. They have the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program, and this program has no cost to participants, and the whole mission behind it is reduce the number of debilitating falls suffered at home by older adults and people with disabilities. We know that if a person is aged, sometimes their balance goes. is not as good as it was. And if they trip, they may end up breaking something. They end up in a rehab facility, as they do to get better. But they're so much better off at home. People are happier. They're healthier. And this program there is to, you know, they'll put grab rails up, step railings, things like this to help make your home safer. Give them a call at 530-842-1687 for more information or to sign up for the program. And we're here today with Jonathan Thompson from Mattress Firm. Good morning.
Good morning, Carl. How are you?
Fine. You know, I've already learned two or three things already this morning about it. But tell us about Jonathan.
Well, I am I'm an implant here from the Bay Area. My family moved up here in 2005. My wife grew up here in the Oak Run area, and that's what brought us back when we started having children. So
she was from here, and
she's from Oak Run.
Oh, Oak Run. Oh, okay.
Yep. She grew up in Oak Run. She's one of six children, so we have we knew we wanted a bigger family, and we accomplished five. So five beautiful boys and girls, and we've been up here now for full time the last 7 years, and really planted some roots in the community. And
it's a way better place in the Bay Area to raise children.
To raise a family, I would 100% agree with you. You know,
absolutely.
The mountain bike and a boat will take you far in this. In this local community and be able to get out there and do stuff and really happy to be here and raise our family here. So,
yeah. Well, you know, the thing about it is, and especially, I mean, you got out in, 2005?
Mm-hmm.
And look what's happening down there now. I mean, it just seems like it compounds mm-hmm. on itself.
Absolutely. And so, you know what, and to be fair, some of the biggest improvements and some of the changes that we've seen here in the Reading area is the community, right? I mean, there's more culture here. There's more implants here that have brought a lot of, you know, culture, food, outdoor stuff to our community that's really thrived. And we get to still enjoy, right?
Some absolutely. Of those things we're very protective of keeping it. You know, I personally don't have any problem with people moving in here. I think we're all transplants at some point.
Mm-hmm.
But we really want to keep it the way it is and don't want people coming up here and bringing their big city ideas with them because that's not how we want to live.
For sure.
Yeah, I think so. And, but what we need to do is obviously is keep building our economy.
Mm-hmm.
So when your kids get old enough to leave and go to school or whatever they want to choose, they can stay right here.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So, and with all the schools are growing, there's, you know, taking off and huge improvements over the last couple of years that I've seen personally from the consumer point of view, right? Raising children and doing that with the family. So
good.
It's awesome.
So good. And you're with a company?
Yes. I'm here with Mattress Firm today just to reach out and bring awareness to, sleep is one of the largest parts of our life and controls so much of our mood, our physical health, our mental health, emotional health. And just here to share that with you guys today, encouraging sleep studies. We have several places in town that are here to help you guys and just bring that awareness to the community that sleep is something that that my organization is here to share with you and help you. We are more of a consultative kind of situation where we find the perfect night's sleep for you individually and find out what's important to you, right? Pressure relief, support, and temperature regulation are the three main components to a good night's sleep, and that's what I'm just here to share with you guys today as we peak in the middle of summer, you know, hitting 100 plus every day for the next couple weeks. Temperature regulation, right? Are you on the right pillow, the right sheets, the right mattress, stuff like that? So
the sleep industry mm-hmm. has progressed a lot in, you know, say the last 20 years especially. Used to be you just buy a mattress. There you go. Mm-hmm. How's it feel? You lay on it. But now
firm, soft, that's it.
Yeah, it's firm, soft. It was either firm or soft.
Yep.
And but now you've got mattresses, like you said, even the things like the pillows, the pillowcases, mm-hmm. the sheets, yep. all of these things are being designed today to give you a different feeling.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know,
so I've been in this industry now for over 10 years. My wife started it off originally and then I followed her right behind. So I've been around this industry for over 10 plus years. The awareness and the focus that we've put on it over the last five by itself has been just exponential, you know, bringing the awareness to, you know, we do sleep a third of our lives, you know, and if we're on the wrong mattress, we're going to take on the day rougher, right? So we need to have that awareness and just self-awareness that a good night's sleep is where it all starts.
Folks, for me, it's if I don't sleep good, nothing else works the rest of the day.
Right. How much of your life do you spend in bed?
Over a third. Yeah.
Over a third.
Yep. You're looking at a third of your life you're going to spend on your mattress, on your back. So it's like, you know, a good mattress and a good pair of shoes, you're going to be on one all the time.
Yeah.
So here I am in my earlier years. I didn't spend a lot of time at my job and all that, or I was sleeping on ground or horrible places. But now, as I've aged a little bit, the idea of spending just a third of my life in bed, I'd like to go to for 40%. You know, that's what I'd like to go for. 40% in bed instead of 30.
Well, one of the key factors, and I challenge everybody that here, I'm going to introduce you to something. We have an app that you can get on your phone. It's called sleep.com. It's through a partnership with a company called Sleep Score Labs and Mattress Firm. And Sleep Score Labs, all they do every day, all day, is study sleep. Day and night, there's somebody on a sleep machine. There's somebody to be monitored on how to get the best night's sleep. And that app, sleep.com, is going to bring you tips and tricks how to get better sleep. And science has proven that over the last couple years, that the older we get, it's not going to be the quantity, right?
Quality.
It's going to be quality. The quality.
Yeah, because we've all been in motels or hotels that you lay down. And you just, you know, you're there for a couple of days. Or you go spend 3 days with your family. Just isn't the same. No. It's like a trampoline down at Tom and June's.
You move, and the
bed's bouncing, and it's so you can't wait to come home and get in your own bed.
Yep.
Well, and we all know now have all these devices where we wear things that monitor how you slept, how much you were awake, how much you were asleep, how you know whether it was REM sleep or deep sleep, and all those things that show you. But whether you're getting, you might be in bed for 10 hours, but you might have not got any good sleep or rest at all.
Absolutely. Guys, there's stages of sleep, and we go in and out of stages of sleep 3 or 4 times a night organically. There's nothing in the world that's going to get you into the deepest level of sleep. It has to happen organically. You know, no matter the melatonin, it has to happen organically. That way, the body is taken care of and the mind is taken care of. It's two different parts that feed off of each other. So, a tip and trick when you travel places, guys, take your pillow with you, right? The pillow is the first 30% of your comfort and support. So when you take your pillow with you, it allows you to compromise on the mattress that you're sleeping on in the guest room.
Linda brings pillows. Right?
I bring a sheet.
Yeah,
a sheet.
Yeah. I can't stand the bleach and stuff in the motel sheets. Mm-hmm. I don't.
So you
sleep
would remake
well
your in, bed?
I just bring a king size sheet and then fold it over and put it in where I'm sleeping. It works perfectly for me, because I don't sleep well. Mm-hmm. And a pillow.
I agree.
I bring a pillowcase.
Your pillow does make
because
a big difference.
The same thing, yeah.
Your pillow, and then again, it's that sleep sanctuary. It's that idea of what you're touching, you know, the pillow, the fabric, the material, that all goes into play to building and creating that perfect sleep sanctuary for you to compromise on the mattress that you're sleeping on. And that's absolutely, sheets and pillows are huge. So,
well, we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come back and talk about Mattress Firm. And, you know, where you are, what you can do for people, and all that. This portion of the show brought to you by Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. Patrick Gorman is a workers' compensation attorney. And let me tell you a little bit about Patrick. He was he's a veteran of the 101st Air Assault Group there. He became a law enforcement officer. And then he got his law degree, and he went to work for the insurance companies. And after a couple of years there, he realized this is not – it was kind of like being on the dark side. So he started his own firm, and now it's the largest firm north of Sacramento. Now, if you're not getting work treatment because of denials or your time has run out and you still haven't gotten the treatment you're supposed to, give Patrick Gorman a call at 530-262-2168 for a free consultation. In some cases, he'll tell you that it's going just the way it's supposed to. But if it's not, you want somebody in there that's going to take care of you, because work injuries can be life-changing for you and your family. Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, is located in Palo Cedro, but you can call him at 530-262-2168 today. We'll be right back.
Dust off those dancing shoes and party with country music band Lone Star.
Lone Star.
At the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center on Thursday, July 27th. Giddy up and get ready to be amazed by some of your favorite Lone Star hits, like I'm Already There and What About Now. Tickets for this event are just $55 plus fees. For tickets or complete details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN.
Must be 21 to attend.
Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Each year, millions of older adults suffer injuries from a fall. One out of five falls results in life-threatening injuries, such as broken bones or head trauma. Many falls are preventable. PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging announces the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program, funded by the California Department of Aging. This no-cost program's mission is to reduce the number of debilitating falls suffered at home by older adults and persons with disabilities. If you are 60 and older, or persons with disabilities of any age residing in Lassen, Modoc, Shasta, Siskiyou, or Trinity counties and are at risk of falling or being institutionalized, this program may be able to help. The Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program enables older adults and persons with disabilities to live independently and safely in their home environment for as long as possible. Contact PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging at 842-1687. That's 842-1687 to learn more about the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program.
My name is Bill Evanhoe. I have been a business owner and registered Republican in Shasta County for 53 years. Kevin Cry does not reflect the kind of leadership our community deserves. His bad leadership and votes have been costly and reckless for the citizens of Shasta County. We can't afford the millions of our property tax dollars to replace a perfectly good voting system. Hand counting lends to more errors and more opportunity for fraud. I support the recall.
Paid for by the Committee to Recall Kevin Cry.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Summer travel is tough on a vehicle. Whether it's dust or dirt, pollution or pollen, sap and baked in grime, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. They offer car wash packages starting at $11. Quick and Clean's gentle, automated pull-through wash includes a hand scrub pre-clean and a personal towel dry exit. Save money, save water at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Hey, what's going on, Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM. Good morning, everybody. If you're just starting to get up and because you spent a very, very restful night's sleep, or what if you didn't? And we're going to be talking about that. It's about, what is the temperature, Trish? Because it makes no difference what I say.
I know. It's about 70 degrees and it's going
So it could be 69 then.
And it's going to get up to 107 today.
All right, 107. If you're thinking about purchasing an electric car, red or a truck or a bike Redding Electric Utility has rebates available. State, federal, local rebates are available that can help offset the cost of your vehicle and charging station. Visit cityofredding.org/EV for more information about local, state, and federal rebates available. You know, we just had Redding Rancheria in here, and they've started that hydrogen. They're starting that hydrogen plant down in Red Bluff. And what they envision is hydrogen filling stations all along the I-5 for the trucks. It takes, I think they said, 7 minutes to fill a truck up with hydrogen. And the byproduct, of course, is just water.
Wow.
And something else. And then they make the hydrogen out of biomass. So, I mean, that's a twofer right there, right? Mm-hmm. Hey, we're here with Jonathan Thompson from Sleep Firm, and he was telling us his story. You know, he's a transplant, but, you know, he said he would never go back, and he's so glad he made that decision back in 2005, I guess, mm-hmm. you know, raising kids and everything. But he's talking about the value of sleep and everything from the having the right pillow, the right sheets, and how to sleep better if you travel. And that was a good one, too, because I believe that. You know, you can sleep 30% better if you bring your own pillow mm-hmm. with you. And I just, you know, I agree with that. And then Trish says she brings her sheets. So because that, because Linda's like you. She smells bleach. And
oh, I can't do it.
Okay.
I can't go there.
So tell us about Mattress Firm. You know, it used to be another Sleep Train, I think.
Yep.
And then Mattress Firm bought them, and you've got 2,400 locations.
Yeah, we're over 2,400 locations throughout the country. We're in 49 states. Mattress Firm is really focused on
which state had
Alaska.
Well, we just heard today it's melting anyway,
right?
So we're gonna have a problem.
But over the last, so we used to be Sleep Train. I was one of the last graduating classes of what we used to call bed school or sleep university, and we study sleep, guys. It's been our MO from the very beginning, and is learning the ins and outs of how a quality mattress, a quality sleep sanctuary, can really improve and change your life, right? So
I come in and I see you.
Mm-hmm.
I could walk into the door. I'm looking for a mattress. Yep. Sell me a mattress, Tom.
So from
from the beginning.
From the very beginning.
Yeah, and the only thing I know about mattresses is I lay on.
Right.
Okay.
Yep. So we have a list of questions, right? We're not just gonna start jumping on beds and because when you walk into our showroom, it's very overwhelming. By the time you've walked into our showroom, you've lived in some sort of pain and suffering for over a year, right? You've tried toppers, you've tried different pillows, you've tried different things, and you finally draw on the line in the sand and decide today's the day we're lacing them up and we're gonna go see a sleep expert, and that's what we are. I've been a coach for our area, this northern North State area, for the last 4 years, where I got to teach and train sleep experts how to help our guests when they come in the door. And what that looks like is, what is important to you? We're not all the same. We're built differently, men and women. We sleep on our sides, our backs, our stomachs. I'm sleeping in a recliner for a period of time. And Mattress Firm, we're the home of the free adjustable base, so we're going to get you something that you can elevate, right? I worked closely with a lot of sleep experts throughout the country and throughout the North State and Stanford. My son has severe sleep apnea. So what I've learned throughout that is that a little bit of elevation is perfect for anybody and everybody. So I'm really passionate about it. Our team is really passionate about making sure that that you have some elevation in your life for a side sleeper and back sleeper. It's easier sometimes to fall asleep in a recliner than it is in our own bed, right? Because it takes more muscles to lay flat in a mattress than it does for you to be elevated.
Yeah, I can just like that in a
right?
recliner. Yeah. For about 10 minutes
mm-hmm.
until Linda says, are you okay?
Yeah, I'm just sleeping.
Okay, so you're right. So having to adjust yourself, so you're just kind of like, boom, you're relaxed.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, and then you have to clear your mind and all these things. Do you help people do that?
So we have technology now over this last couple of years. We've
yeah.
really focused back in on sleep is just as much psychological as it is physical, right? And that's where I can help you. I can help the top sleep interrupters that I can help you with, temperature regulation, pressure relief, support, sleep apnea, acid reflex. Those are the big sleep interrupters that I can help you with. The biggest sleep interrupters that we have, our jobs, our career, our relationships. Those are our largest sleep interrupters. And now I can even help you a little bit out with that.
You can find can find Trisha Date.
There's always a chance.
I haven't been looking, but.
Well, you know, relationships. I was just thinking. Right. Okay.
So what we do in the newest technology that we have out there, we actually have adjustable bases that have sound bars, and they actually have a type of a wave massage. It's like a subwoofer that's actually going to vibrate and pulse through your body to help your body calm down. We call it a wind down mode, and it's about a 15 minute experience where the bass is actually whispering you to sleep. And that's where you're going to clear your mind. It has that white noise in the background. Again, all this stuff is available on that sleep.com app on tips and tricks, how to get the best night's sleep. Or you can come in and see us here at the store. And all of our team members here, we've got 7 guys that are well-trained and well-experienced on how to help you find these little tips and tricks to get good sleep.
So this kind of little wave, but it only lasts like for 15 minutes to get you into that mood. Then you go to sleep and it kind of like eases off.
So different doctors and different experts call it different things. It's that rhythmic breathing stage of sleep. It's that stage one, that REM one. Again, different people call it different things. But it's when we're still awake. We're wide awake, but our heart rates are mellowing out. Our breathing is becoming rhythmic. Our mind is preparing the body to go into sleep mode, right? And so there's things that we could do. A cooling pillow, a cooling environment, right? Sometimes we jump in the shower and then come out, and that initial drop in temperature helps us fall asleep faster. So there's, again, tips and tricks how to get the best night's sleep, because you don't reach the deepest levels of sleep artificially. It has to happen organically.
So how about getting your bed cooler?
Yeah.
I mean, what do you have that?
Temperature regulation is the biggest sleep interrupter that I can help you with.
Okay.
The latest and greatest in technology in mattresses, in linens, in protectors, and in pillows, every single one, the spear point of all that world, is going to be cool to the touch. So it's really, really nice. It's very comfortable. But sometimes we don't like that cool to the touch feeling. And what we do for you guys, if you have low blood pressure, low heart rate, stuff like that, it's a temperature regulation process that helps you stay the same, regulated throughout the entire night.
And a lot of the mattresses that you're selling them to couples.
Yes.
So you've got, and obviously couples are very different.
Absolutely.
The man and the woman or whatever, they're going to have different requirements and different desires about how they sleep.
Mm-hmm.
How do you regulate that?
We have several options for you guys. We could do it using our split system where each one of you can pick out your own comfort and your own, what's important to you. So you can actually put two different mattresses on two different sides and still get those features of being able to elevate the head and the foot.
Mm-hmm.
I call it like I Love Lucy, season 1 and 2, where the mattresses are put together. And then seasons 2 through 6, they push them apart. That's the kind of setup that you could do. So it's very possible.
Lucy and Ricky.
That's true. Yeah, according to
Well, because you're absolutely right. Some people. I'm fortunate because I'm married to somebody that likes a cold area. So we and I agree with that. Well, it sounds like you've got something for everybody.
Absolutely.
And where is Mattress Firm located in Reading?
We're 1360 Churn Creek Road. We actually share the building. It's the old Blockbuster building, if you've been here for a while. And we share the building with the Roots Juice Bar in that Food Mac Shopping Center. We're right in the corner.
Oh, okay.
We have a giant, I believe it's a redwood tree, right in front on the corner of Dana and Churn Creek.
Oh, okay. Got it. Yeah. Dana and Churn Creek. There.
That's our main location. We also service the North State out of Chico, Orland, so all those places. So, yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, we're here with Jonathan Thompson from Sleep Firm, and I've learned more about sleep in the last 30 minutes than I've known before.
Now, the name of the company again is?
So we're Mattress Firm.
Mm-hmm.
Mattress Firm.
Like
mattress
firm, F-I-R-M. Firm.
Mattress Firm.
Right. Mm-hmm. And they're nationwide. Alaska, unfortunately, just doesn't, they haven't gotten up there yet, but they will.
Not
if it
yet.
Doesn't melt.
Right. And there's and also we can help anybody anywhere. There's nowhere in the continent, and including Hawaii, that we can't ship a mattress, you know, to you guys, help you guys out, and you know, a phone call, a text message, we're available to you guys.
And you deliver and pick up old mattresses and that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And again, remind with sleep.com.
So
that's the app on your phone.
The app is sleep.com. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
And you can go in for all these tips.
Jonathan Thompson, mattress firm located on the corner of Dana and
Churn Creek,
in there in that little shopping center there. Mm-hmm. Here's a man that understands sleep, and you know it may be good just to go in there and say, you know, I'm having this problem, and I have a feeling that Jonathan would sit down with him and just talk about it.
100%, and that's the greatest part about our business, and I've seen that in different companies, is that we're here to help you guys out. You know, at the end of the day, it's a consultative process, and here to help you guys improve your lives.
Okay.
So, we'll end
on that one. Awesome. All right, we're going to break for the news, and we're going to come back. It's Open Line Thursday.
You have something on your mind? 605-4567.
Something stuck in your craw. We'll...
The Justice Department probe of Hunter Biden. Special Agent Joe Ziegler says he was frustrated how this investigation was handled.
I have outlined for you some instances in which assigned prosecutors did not appear to follow the normal investigative process, slow-walked the investigation, and put in place unnecessary approvals and roadblocks from effectively and efficiently investigating the case. A number of times we were not able to follow the facts.
Also at townhall.com, British voters going to the polls in three different areas amid a string of political scandals.
The elections for House of Commons seats are being closely watched because they let voters in three distinct regions deliver a verdict on the party that's governed Britain since 2010. The elections are in small-town northern England, the rural southwest, and the suburban London seat previously held by ex-Prime Minister Boris Johnson. A trio of Conservative defeats would increase grumbles that Prime Minister Rishi Sunak is failing to turn the party's fortunes around. He acknowledges that the three by-elections would be a tough battle. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
And more on these stories at townhall.com.
The government is spying on you. No surprise, I know, but did you know the banks are helping them? And did you know that withdrawing your cash from the bank can be very risky? That's right. Let Swiss America educate you about this. Banks are now required to spy on us for the government, and they report any behavior they think is suspicious. You'll be shocked when you read The Secret War on Cash from Swiss America. This new war against cash is really a war against the Constitution, against all freedom-loving Americans. You must read The Secret War on Cash. Get your free copy by calling or texting 800-266-6082. That's 800-266-6082. This war on cash is growing daily, and it also includes all forms of digital money. So please, get and read The Secret War on Cash free by calling or texting right now at 800-266-6082. That's 800-266-6082. Message and data rates may apply.
Four additional former Northwestern football players coming forward to say they were also subjected to extreme sexual hazing while at that Big Ten school. Former quarterback Lloyd Yates.
The culture was so strong that we felt we had to go with it to survive, to be respected, and to earn the trust within the football program.
Morn Miles Long was a running back in 2013 at the school.
Unfortunately for us, we were incoming freshmen, so we had no reference point to know if this was just a college football thing or just a uniquely Northwestern thing.
A jury in Florida awarding $800,000 in damages to a little girl who received second-degree burns when a hot chicken McNugget fell on her leg as her mother pulled away from the drive-thru at McDonald's. The child was 4 years old at the time of that incident. Breaking news and analysis, townhall.com. American Airlines reporting a $1.3 billion profit for the second quarter.
The figure continues the run of strong results from the nation's airlines. The results beat Wall Street expectations. American and other airlines are getting a boost from strong ticket sales as travel recovers from the pandemic, and they're being helped by a huge drop in the cost of jet fuel.
That is correspondent Jeremy House reporting. American also raised its forecast of earnings for the entire year. The Labor Department says fewer Americans applied for unemployment benefits last week. Applications for jobless claims fell by 9,000, down to 228,000 for the week ending July 15th from the previous week of 237,000. On Wall Street at this hour, the Dow is up 272 points, S&P down 13. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, with Trish Clark and Carl Bott. Today, the 20th, Thursday, it's 8:05 in the morning, and the news is always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, and community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Christina's at the helm. We have found out that it's International Cheese Day and National Moon Day. Now, I already told the story about Moon and the Amtrak, and which is different maybe than what they're thinking. I mean,
probably not what they.
It's probably not what they were. That's not what the national day is.
I'm Moon thinking and the Amtrak. No.
I'm wondering though. You know, it brought. I mean, for the small area, it was just packed. Can you imagine if we, because we have the trains going through town, that if we had an annual moon, what's the trains that go through? What's the company? Is it Northern
Union,
Pacific
Union
or something?
Pacific.
Like? Union Pacific. Moon the UP. And you do it down there. Now, Carlene's probably wouldn't want us to do it there, but she's right there next to the tracks. That you could just 1,000 people lined along annual event, Moon the UP.
And you could do that all the way from Anderson all the way up to 73.
Can you imagine? Oh, no. Can you imagine this? You have 4,000 people coming in from everywhere, all over the place.
Oh, my gosh,
and the whole
yeah.
thing is when the train goes by, boom. Moon it. And, you know, you can leave your underwear on or whatever you want. Mooning the UP once a year.
Yeah.
In September. Maybe after Labor Day.
Okay.
Moon the UP.
Yeah. Let's not.
Yeah. Well, let's not ever say let's not. Let's just say that probably there's reasons you can't. I mean, imagine having 5,000 people lined up. Along the streets where when the UP goes by, you know, and they block traffic, mm-hmm. you know, as they do. This is kind of our way of saying we don't like you blocking traffic at 6:30 in the morning when people are trying to get to work. Or it's just,
you know,
it's a good time.
Having been exposed to a couple of experiences, specifically in San Francisco with
the bike riders,
with the bodies and the
naked bike riders,
naked bodies in general. They're not all appealing.
Well, you're not looking at it. First of all, everybody's in their own little space.
They're lined up against the railroad.
Oh, God, it is hilarious.
Hilarious. To each his
own. You know, if you do it down there on Yuba Street, you've got the Stones can wait. I'm talking about mooning the UP. Okay, you got it. Okay. Just hang on, Stones. We'll get to you. You know, right there where on the park there where they have all the food courts and all the vendors there. I mean, they can open up that day, sell breakfast, sell lunch. And you don't have to stay there all day. You just have to be there and you know when they're coming by.
Oh, I think it's probably funny.
And then everybody just moons them and then leaves. You don't want to make it a multi-day event.
No. No, I don't think so.
No, you can only do it so much.
Yeah.
Hey, Stones, good morning.
Hey.
Would you participate in mooning the UP?
Hey, give a whole new meaning to the word Moonlight Express, doesn't it?
There it
yeah,
does.
There you go. Know,
especially when the passenger trains come through. And they're going,
we don't have that many passengers.
Hey, welcome
trains.
To Reading. Whoa.
We don't have that many passengers.
We've had crazier things happen in this town, so people probably would not be a surprise on that one.
And okay. You can bet it would make national news because nothing really positive or good about this community ever makes national news.
Well, no, they do it's that. The news covers it down there in Southern California.
They could say something terrible about us, they would cover it.
Well, yeah.
So two quick points on the election stuff. So, as you know, they are meeting tonight. We've had four I'll call them election investigators. I don't know what else to call them. We've had four of them evaluate our June 22 primary. Four of them. And they've all said, you have problems up there. Now everybody keeps saying, well, there's no evidence. And Trish correctly pointed out, yes, nothing's ever been made it into court for, in order to, get subpoenas or orders for the evidence. The evidence lies in the records. The evidence lies in the ballot boxes. But that evidence has not seen a courtroom yet. And for a judge to tell somebody you don't have standing, many of these attempted court cases they've had plaintiffs which were voters that were negatively affected in such in their election. How on earth is that not standing? How can a judge tell a voter you don't have standing? Are you kidding me? And by the way, these four election experts, and again, the first one's tonight, there'll be others following, when the mainstream press, the fake press, say, well, they've been debunked or they've been discredited, the press doesn't show how they've been debunked or discredited. They only use the two D words, debunked, discredited, but they don't show how they've been. So that's just fake news all the way around.
And as it's pretty much everything Stones that we deal with. You know, a perfect example of that is the recent exposure, which is a different subject, but the Sound of Freedom movie that came out. And 5 years ago or 6 years ago, when Tim Ballard was interviewed, when this original raid that the story is built on was news, and when that one young man was rescued, CNN did a complete interview with Tim Ballard, all of the press said what a great thing it was and how important this was and all of this. Now when the movie comes out, CNN is saying, oh, it's QAnon, it's, you know, tin hat theory, it's more of the MAGA group, it's all theory.
So, yeah, last thing.
So that's what you don't ever get from the media is the truth.
Yeah, last thing and then I'll go. So there's a story on recordreading.com this morning, our illustrious Record Searchlight, and they did the same thing this morning locally. Said, yeah, Mr. O'Donnell's been debunked and discredited, but again, our local news, they don't show how. So, you know what? If you're going to allege something, please show the evidence and the proof. Thanks for the time, Carl.
You bet.
You bet.
We'll see you at the Mooning event. Okay. one person can't do it. Moon and Amtrak.
No.
You can't do it. One person, because then you get arrested.
Not
anymore, though. Did you see this new thing coming in California from the reparations? You can't be arrested for or harassed for public urination. And this is one of the things.
That's one of the things in the reparations. I heard that yesterday.
So somebody can come up and pee on your window. And
only if they're black.
Only if you're black. That's it. I mean, everything is, and I know black family, African American families that would just say that is horrible. You know, they would not stand for that. I mean, they come up with these weird things, and only thing it's gonna do, first of all, I really believe it's a non-starter. Even the assembly, they're looking at these things and going, well, that'll never stand the 14th Amendment clause. I mean,
so many of the things
equally.
And this group that's doing this committee, I listened yesterday to Armstrong and Getty, actually.
Yeah.
And they were
why I heard it. They just went through the whole thing. Oh,
and the whole thing is they've got to be at this point going, somebody please make this go away. Because there's absolutely the things that they've come up with have no credibility, no common sense that says this follows that. There's no connection to what. We don't argue one bit. Nobody argues that, in fact, there was a point in time in every country throughout the world where slavery was involved.
And still is.
And still is. And so we don't.
It was a horrible segment of our history.
And recognized from the very beginning that it was a problem when we wrote our Constitution, Declaration of Independence, all of that was recognized. And our forefathers knew it would take time to get rid of it, but they built it in so that it would work to get rid of it. We did that. It's all over. We went forward.
The amendments were there.
There is no one alive now who was a slave, and there is no one alive now who was responsible for what happened in the first part of this country.
If the reparations package was something like guaranteeing our children the finest education. In other words, you put money into schools. You put money into say, okay, we don't have medical facilities in these areas. We don't have this or that. You know, okay. I mean, I understand that every child should have a chance at a good education, but it didn't include that in there, I don't think. I'd have to go back, but this thing's like an 11-page document.
And it's narrowing out one segment of our population.
Yeah, it is.
There are other segments of our population who were treated exactly the same way. I mean, gosh, at the beginning when the Irish came over here, Jewish population, there's the Native Americans. All of these different things at one time or another.
Hispanic population.
Now we've got a huge attack, colleges and everything, on the Asian population.
Yeah.
And discrimination and all those things.
Which was just addressed
at
the Supreme
Court. The set of rules that they come up with should be applicable to every American citizen. We should all have those same things. There are ways to address that. We've suggested those. We talk about education. That's easy. That is a simple fix. You put the money with the child. And the child goes to school wherever the child's parents want them to.
You're talking charter schools. Charter schools.
Well, I'm talking.
Well, that's what they are.
Exactly.
They're charter schools. And there isn't a family.
The government's not good at much.
There isn't a family out there, I don't think, that believes that their child should have a fair shot at an education.
I don't care what color they are.
No.
Every child that is an American citizen
up here to Northern,
should be privy to a good education.
We set the records on things, not set the records, but we're high on things like the ACEs scores. And then our schools, I think we're blessed in a lot of our areas here, but we still have poor kids. Kids from, they are poor. And their families are poor. They don't get the same chances because of wherever they're going to school or they're not getting fed and all these things. It doesn't make any difference, I guess what I'm getting at. It doesn't make any difference what color you are.
No.
It just makes a difference is that give them the best chance ever to go on and become a metal worker, a plumber, or a nuclear physicist, or the next Nobel Prize winner, and it starts in kindergarten. And that's where you have to concentrate.
Yeah.
Okay. We got to take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. With all the problems the insurance companies are causing here in the state of California, pulling out like they have, you need an expert that's going to help you get insurance for your home and your property. That's Judy Maxwell. You can get a free review of an analysis of what you're doing. How is that working? I need homeowner's insurance, and the one I have now is just skyrocketed, and I can't afford that. Judy Maxwell can help you. She's been doing this since 1993. She's been on the show before talking about this. And probably we need to have her come back now that they backed out in July, so many of them. It's been a month, and the impact that that's had on our state and our county here and the North State. Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Give them a call at 530-221-0441 or drop by 1378 Hilltop Drive. We'll be right back.
Every unnecessary thing can only do. This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Are Shasta County elections safe and free from hacking? Hi, this is Chairman Jones of the Shasta County Board of Supervisors inviting you to my town hall meeting July 20th, 6 p.m. at the Holiday Inn Convention Center on Hilltop Drive. With special guest Jeffrey O'Donnell, we will prove Shasta County elections have been hacked. Chair Jones, town hall meeting this July 20th at the Holiday Inn, free and open to all residents. If you're interested in Shasta County elections, I invite you to come to my town hall meeting this July 20th, 6 p.m. at the Holiday Inn Convention Center, free and open to all residents.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Experience Mexican food at its finest at Ralaberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading, featuring delicious breakfast burritos with your choice of sausage, ham, bacon, potatoes, steak, and machaca. Also, al pastor, a traditional Mexican dish filled with seasoned roast pork and toppings. They also offer fish tacos, shrimp tacos, vegetarian tacos, rolled supreme tacos, chicken or beef burritos, quesadillas, taco salads, carne asada, and more. Ralaberto's Taco Shop at 1701 California Street is open for breakfast, lunch, or dinner, Monday through Wednesday, 9 a.m. to 10 p.m., Thursday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 2 a.m., and Sundays, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Order through DoorDash for delivery or call 530-605-0724 for takeout. That's 530-605-0724. Ralaberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading.
If you close your eyes, does it almost feel like nothing changed at all?
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Trish Clark and Carl Watt. Today, the 20th of July, 8:22 in the morning, and what's the temperature?
I don't know.
It says 66 on mine.
74.
So
it's 66 in here, Carl.
Oh, okay.
It's 74 outside.
Okay, I'll go with 74. All right. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Gold Leaf Nursery. You know, if you've never been there, you need to go there. It's on the, it's at 6186 Churn Creek Road. It's right off the road from Airport Road there. And it is a great place. They've got it all. They've, you know, whether you're looking for fruit trees, ground cover, nice little flowers, blueberries, strawberry plants, all of those kind of plants, plus seeds. And they carry vegetables, herb plants, and much, much more. Plus, they got in a bunch of statuary, and I'm just crazy about water features. I like to hear it tinkling there like that. All this is Golden Leaf Nursery, locally owned, locally operated, open Tuesday through Saturday. Now, for the two people that called in that were offended by me talking about mooning, I'm so happy that you're listening to the show. first of all. And I just want to offer my heartfelt apology if I offended you by talking about mooning. But it was kind of a funny thing. And it does happen down in Southern California. So it's an annual event. So, Nick, good morning.
Hey, good morning. I've got a question, and then I've got a couple comments I'd like to make. One about
Well, you can have the question, but I don't know about the comments.
Okay, well, what happened to Conservative Thursday? You know, Doug Jenke used to come on.
Doug Jenke is on every other Sunday on your show, and there were some things that came up that I had to do with other groups that pay to be in here. And so there's your answer, Nick.
Well, you're
and he'll be on next, and he'll be on the first Thursday of August.
All right. Well, I'll be looking forward to it because I certainly enjoy he and Trish bantering with you. Now, here's a comment on your website here, the chat room.
Wait a minute.
A couple goes in to sell their house, and the realtor gives them an $800,000 estimate of what the price would be. And they don't feel it's fair, so they ask some white friends to go into the same realtor and get an estimate, and they say it's valued at over $1 million. I call BS on that.
Well,
a realtor gets paid by his commission. He doesn't have any advantage to cheat black people.
I think that you would have, if you switch it around, though, is that black people going into a community would have the prices jacked up to try and keep them out of a community. That's happened. It's been proven thousands of times. It's called redlining.
Well, that's not – okay. So moving on to education, here's exactly
well,
what
wait a minute. You've got to – wait a minute. I just gave you a fact that
– I don't
that
believe
happened.
That, but you on the
you can prove it. Look it up. Look up redlining. Go on.
No, I'm not going to look up redlining.
You wanted me to, have somebody on my show that you have on your show.
What do you want me to have on your show? You want me to have Nathan on or
he's been on.
Barry Rickert? Call him up, ask him, tell him we'd be happy to have him on.
Oh, on your show?
Yes.
Oh, well.
Absolutely.
Good luck. Okay, what's your other comment?
Education. What happened to our educational system? Jimmy Carter, the National Board of Education he created that isn't in the Constitution. Anytime the government gets involved with something, it goes downhill. And
I will thoroughly agree with you. If I was president, one of the first things I would do, maybe
get
not
rid
the
of
first,
the Department of Education.
The Department of Education would have a tough time surviving.
Okay, and then on top of that, Jerry Brown, when he made it okay for public employees to unionize, they have gone overboard. Look at the retirements that our failed educators are getting now. The bulk of our educational dollar is, in my opinion, going to salaries and retirements and not where it's supposed to go, teaching the kids.
Okay.
I don't think there's anybody that can argue with that if they are really paying attention to what's going
on. But do not ever negate those hundreds of thousands of really good teachers that are fighting it every day.
With good
no,
teachers.
There are some really good ones.
No, there really
are,
and they're not given the tools.
They're blackballed too.
They're not given the tools. They end up doing the things that the parents should be doing, and with the new rules that that you can't suspend somebody, you can't do this. You know what? My hats are off to teachers, and yes, and we can talk about the. To me, it's two separate issues.
Well,
I think you're right. I think you're
out.
Right.
We give them plenty of money to educate our kids. I think we're the second highest state in the union as far as money per pupil. And like I say, salaries and pensions take up the most part. But, you know, our educational system needs to go back to the old three R's and quit worrying about the families. We've got social services to take care of the families.
Sure.
And when Logan was in third grade, they sent home a project that we had to make a outline of the state of California and the houses or the mountains and all that BS and temperatures and stuff. And I asked the teacher, why are we doing this? And she says, well, we want to get the family involved. I don't think that's their problem.
I think that is a big problem, but that's for a whole that's an hour long.
Yeah, I'm listening to this discussion about education, and I think we've tried for many years to try to figure out a solution to where we're at. And I think you hit it right on the head when you said, get rid of the Department of Education, return the school system to the local communities, get rid of all of that oversight, and start putting the money in the classroom as opposed to the bureaucracy that surrounds it.
We all agree.
The words I was searching for, Trish. Thank you.
It's a very simple solution. There's not anything mind-boggling about it, but we just refuse to do it.
Okay, we got a break.
Reincarnate LBJ and have him reinvent society for us.
There you go.
Okay, thanks, Nick. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, locally owned, locally operated store that's been there for over 30 years. Started with Leonard, and then Rebecca and Henry bought it from him. But Leonard's still down there at times. It's located at 2225 Hilltop Drive. They got the only watch repairman in all of the North State is there at Four Winds Jewelry. They have great prices on just an outstanding selection of jewelry, ranging from Native American to specially designed pieces there. Four Winds Jewelry. It's open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Wind River Resort and Casino is putting the glamour in your next camping trip with our $70,000 summer glamping swipe to win drawing. Swipe your River Club card daily to win instant prizes like free drawing entries for your chance to win a 2023 Coleman Lantern trailer. Join us for weekly drawings every Thursday starting at 7 p.m. Winners receive 25 bonus entries into the final drawings on June 29th and July 27th. For complete details, see windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. And find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons, an independent senior living community. I'm excited to share with you an exclusive program we are currently offering at River Commons called our Moderate Income Program. This is an in-house program offered by Raystone Senior Living. Those who financially qualify for this program will receive a reduced monthly rate. This rate still includes all of our regular services and amenities. Included in the monthly rent are 3 chef-prepared meals daily, weekly housekeeping and linen services, scheduled transportation, activities, utilities, cable TV, an emergency medical pendant, and more. Our community also has a very friendly family feel, all set on beautiful grounds with scenic views. To learn more about our moderate income program, schedule a tour, or lunch plus a tour, please give us a call at 530-221-2121. You can also visit us on our web at river-commons.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All 3 locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Hi, this is Cindy at Laux Landscape Supply, located at the intersection of Dersch, Turn Creek, and Airport Road. We are your one-stop shop for everything in your yard. We have all the small rental equipment like the stand-on mini skid steers to get you through those walk-through gates, or Beretta trenchers on tracks are quick and easy to operate, and the popular Vibra plates for compaction of pathways or prepping for under artificial turf. Make your job easy with the powered wheelbarrow on tracks. And of course, we have all the products to make your yard the envy of the neighborhood, including all the soils, sands, gravels, sod, pavers, retaining wall blocks, and multiple size trucks to deliver with no minimum, making your delivery the most cost-effective way to get your job done. So whatever your project, big or small, come check out Laux Landscape Supply at the intersection of Dersch, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. Find us on the web at LauxLandscapeSupply.com or give us a call at 530-378-2220. Laux Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, with Trish Clark and Carl Bond. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. It's across the parking lot from Lucky Miller's, which is a barbecue place and got really good food. It's a veteran-owned business. They've been around for a long time, too. It's a barbershop, my friends. It's not a hair salon. Now, you go in and get your haircut, and you're not going to see flips or anything like that. It's just a barbershop, and it's a great barbershop. I've never had a bad haircut there in 15 years. They work by appointments, so you give them a call at 530-244-9478. Set up your appointment, go in, get your haircut, walk out, or you can hang around like I do sometimes. Man's Last Stronghold, Cypress Square Barbershop. In Illinois, they have their Supreme Court in Illinois has upheld the Safety Act that was passed by the legislature, which does away with bail. Except in the cases where the judge believes that there should be bail set for either maybe a heinous crime or fear of flight that they'll leave.
Danger to the community or fear of the flight risk.
Right. I mean, a real danger to the community.
Yeah.
So what's this mean? It means that the sheriffs, the police departments, the DAs are up in arms because – what's this do to the victims? You're victimized. The guy's arrested. He goes to jail, goes in front of the judge, and the judge turns him loose. Not because the judge wants to, but because it's the law.
And they can't hold everybody in jail until they promise to return.
Yeah.
We have that
on a much smaller scale here, even though we have bail. But people that they release from the jail, okay, you've got to come back to court this day. There's a large percentage of them that don't. Now you've got flight to be added on to whatever you got them for the first time. But this is the first state that has done away with bail. And, you know, as you know, we did that during COVID because, quote, we didn't want to spread COVID in the jails, which really was another byproduct of this whole COVID.
Well, and let's take a look at the state that's done this. Let's bear in mind that Chicago is the capital of Illinois, and let's look at the crime rate there.
The crime rate
can't be a good thing because it
is horrendous.
The crime rate there is out of sight.
But in the other parts of the state, they don't have all the shootings and everything that happens in Chicago. I mean, they just don't because they're smaller communities, but they have lots of property crime, lots of thefts, lots of damage to property, trespassing and everything. And now those kind of people that, you know, you arrest, no bail.
Yeah.
They're released. Yep. So I just find it amusing that we continue to talk about protecting our citizens in public safety, and then a state organization, their state legislature votes to turn people loose without bail. Now, on the other side, there are people, you know, they say, well, look, there's people arrested that are innocent. Everybody's presumed innocent. But they're stuck in jail. They lose their jobs. They lose their businesses and all this because they can't come up with $25,000, that 10%.
you know, down. They can't come up with that. And that's not fair to people. And I understand that too. But so, you know, I guess if, and so if you embezzle money, you're accused of it and it's a felony and they arrest you and they say, okay, your bail is $50,000 or $100,000. So you got to come up with $10,000. Well, there's, but some people can't do that.
Yeah. Well, so I understand that's why that we have bail bondsmen, and that's why we have all of these other things that
take
that,
a loan out on your house, you know, so you could lose your house. But then you have to show up. And but still,
and as you indicate, in our system of government, you are presumed innocent. Until you are tried.
It's a tough thing, and I understand that. But maybe if a judge then looks at somebody and says, you know, you're not a flight risk, okay, I can do this without bail.
Yeah.
So they can go back and run their business, take care of their family, and all that. Okay. Stanford president. Stanford, the place for many people to go to school. Very highly rated university and all this. The president of Stanford University announced his resignation yesterday. Why? Okay. You know, the California college system is under attack because of, you know, how they're handling sexual assaults and all this. They got him following allegations that he engaged in fraud and other unethical conduct related to research and papers that were up to 2 decades old, that they found multiple cases of manipulated data in the papers they investigated, and they found that his name is Tessier Lavigne, who's a neuroscientist, was not responsible for the misconduct, but he was the principal author in several papers, and there was apparent manipulation. He said, yeah, I guess I should have checked that closer and in the laboratory. But so he just stepped down from a pretty prestigious job, and he won't get hired again at another university.
Well,
of course he won't.
And he wouldn't have stepped down if there were, you know, this is
there,
like
there's
this
something there.
Smoke and fire. He wouldn't have stepped down if there wasn't something there. And I, part of the problem with those kind of things, I hate it when they step down and they walk away, and generally there's a severance package involved there. And it's kind of like, they should prove it, they should accuse them, and they should prove it.
Mm-hmm.
And the person should be held accountable. When people step down and they, we do this in the government all the time.
Yeah.
We have all these allegations, and instead of...
What about
of,
the FBI? What about that FBI officer who they found lied? Yeah, under oath and all
and
this.
And
so
which one would that be? I mean, there's like 50,000 of them.
But this
is
the one that had to do with the
Russiagate. How about how many of them? How lied
to
Congress?
This guy was fired. He got a job then with CNN or MSNBC. And then he appealed it, and they gave him his retirement.
Yeah.
Even though he had lied to Congress, had falsified things, had said that he was going to get Trump no matter what, and all this stuff.
And they get their retirement, they get their, and they go on to do something else. Sometimes
he was hired as a
to another department.
Which tells you the level of newsworthiness that MSNBC and CNN, even though the Fox has, God knows they've got enough in their closet too.
Well, at this point in time, I don't think we have a news agency. It appears to me that they have all been taken over. Newsmax, Fox, all of them have gotten to the point where they've all been bought up by the same guy. I'm just saying it's all operating under the one set of Bloomberg, I believe, comes out with what we're going to say this day, and that's where it starts, and everybody says the same thing. It's very difficult to get a network that isn't corrupt.
I will say, though, is that Fox covered the hearings yesterday on the whistleblowers, and that was really interesting. So now you've got people that are involved with the investigation, long-term employees that aren't Republicans and not Trump supporters, that are saying, you know what, it's equal justice for all, which is what the other side is saying about Trump. You know, he's getting ready to be handed an indictment for January 6th. He's a target. They didn't release the results. They sent him a letter saying you're a target on this investigation, which caught him totally by surprise. They didn't think that was coming. And so equal justice under the law. If Donald Trump broke the law, he needs to be prosecuted. If Hunter Biden broke the law, he, and the way he did it, and to have a deal like this that reduced everything to misdemeanors without even having all of the facts out there.
And we keep talking about Hunter, and yet all of the things that they're accusing Hunter of involve and point to his father, who
being,
happens to be
used.
Occupied in the White House.
And he was being used.
And being used, being a part of. Begin to tell me, under any circumstances, that that man did not know exactly what was going on. In fact, they have him on record as firing the guy
that was investigating his son,
and he bragged about it.
But you can't say at the beginning of the show that he doesn't know anything going on, and he's being, you know, he's totally confused, and then say, well, he was, you know, integral into
this. This goes back many years. This is not yesterday or today. This goes back many, many years.
How do you feel about Joe
where
Biden?
He was cognizant of everything that was going on.
Okay.
And at, to some point probably has a degree of mental capacity at this point from time to time. But this is not today or yesterday. This is years ago, Carl.
It wasn't that long ago. Really, I mean that one about
going on a
the
long
one
time.
About barista, the barista thing, when he stood over there and said, "If you don't get rid of the prosecutor, you're not going to get this $1 billion."
Well,
in
think
the
about that. That was when Obama was president, and we've had two presidents since then. That has been a few years, Carl.
It has been a few years.
Well, I'm saying he was certainly cognizant at that point.
Okay, this portion of the show is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, one of the nation's top 50 cardiovascular hospitals recognized by the Watson Health Institute, a fully accredited chest pain center, one of the highest ratings by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. You're waving to people.
I am. I'm waving to a young couple, a couple of young kids that came by and gazed in the window.
We have a window in the world right here. And when we but Shasta Regional Medical Center, they've got that. They have that new residency program. More doctors coming into our area. They've got so many things that they do to increase the health care in our area. Shasta Regional Medical Center. And when we come back, we just saw one of the most dangerous things that's possible up here in the North State. Just occurred in front of the front of our building here. We'll be right back.
Each year, millions of older adults suffer injuries from a fall. One out of five falls results in life-threatening injuries, such as broken bones or head trauma. Many falls are preventable. PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging announces the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program, funded by the California Department of Aging. This no-cost program's mission is to reduce the number of debilitating falls suffered at home by older adults and persons with disabilities. If you are 60 and older, or persons with disabilities of any age residing in Lassen, Modoc, Shasta, Siskiyou, or Trinity counties and are at risk of falling or being institutionalized, this program may be able to help. The Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program enables older adults and persons with disabilities to live independently and safely in their home environment for as long as possible. Contact PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging at 842-1687. That's 842-1687 to learn more about the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program.
When there's work to do, ground to break, and a reputation to uphold, you need the powerful, durable Kubota RTVX, North America's number one selling diesel utility vehicle. Now, get the RTVX for zero down, 0% APR for 36 months. Now through September 30th. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Hi, this is Chelsea with NorCal Tractor and Equipment. You do it all, we do it local.
What does great pizza and ice cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and Mobile Catering, of course.
Charlie's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studio at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Hey, tomorrow, House of Realty is with us, and we're going to be talking with a couple other people, too. I love having House of Realty on.
Yeah.
They've got information, and Cameron's on the City Planning Commission, so we get into that while things going on. So tomorrow's going to be another good show. When we left, Trish, I said we saw one of the most dangerous things that can happen up here in the North State. Tell them.
Well, this is one of my absolute biggest complaints ever, is specifically this time of year, people who are smoking in their vehicles and throw a lit cigarette out the window. And right across where we sit, we talked about where we've got the window to the world here, a car went by and dropped the cigarette in the gutter across from us, and I sat here and watched it smoke in the gutter for, you know, as after they had gone by. This is so dangerous when you're going this time of year down the freeway and you throw that out. Any road where you're at this time of year, many of the fires that are on those sides of those roads are caused exactly either by a chain dragging or something like that, or a cigarette tossed out. I was telling Carl many, many years ago, I was behind a car where I saw a cigarette butt thrown out, and I saw it go into the back seat of the car. I got up close to the car, and I realized there was a car seat and a baby in the back seat. And I honked and pushed and made a bunch of noise and finally got the guy to pull over, and he got out and was just in my face screaming and very upset. And I finally said, you know, you need to look in the back seat because their cigarette butt went in there. Well, long story short, that cigarette butt had landed in that child's seat with the blankets, which then proceeded to the wife and the husband got into a huge screaming match and everything. At some point, I think they apologized and I went on about my business. But my point is, please think, if you're smoking in your car, have an ashtray, have a something. I know that cars
have a soda can.
A soda can with water in it. Some way to dispose of your cigarette butts. I had somebody tell me the other day, well, they don't even put ashtrays in cars anymore. Well, if you're a smoker, there are things you can buy. There are ways you can get around that.
Well, you can just put, like you said, a Coke can in the Coke can or the soft drink holder there. Put some water in it. Just drop your cigarette
exactly.
in there.
Exactly. Please don't throw your cigarettes out on the freeway.
Okay.
Or any car, roadway.
Anywhere.
Don't
anywhere.
Throw them out of your car. Never. As a matter of fact, I was a smoker for many years. I never left cigarette butts any place. I did what my father used to field dress them.
Yeah, field dress them.
And I
no, you've You field strip them.
Field strip them, whatever. Strip them. But, yeah. I mean, I would do that if I was in a place
okay.
where I couldn't.
So what's a field strip? That means you pick up your cigarette butt, you peel the remainder of the paper off, and the filter goes in your pocket, and the tobacco just kind of blows away.
Exactly.
That's what you get.
And that's what you do with – I never, ever put cigarette butts around any place.
Well, you know
– I just – and I don't understand. I just don't – but, boy, please don't throw them out.
The – Armed Forces, I just read this article, you know, since transgenderism is being, you know, welcomed into the military. I was in the military a long time. I deployed a lot, as did my fellow Marines, so I wasn't the only one by far. If somebody couldn't go on a deployment, somebody else had to take their place. For a long time, women could not deploy on Navy ships. I know it sounds funny. They were in doing jobs in the Marine Corps, but they could not deploy on the Navy ships. So say you'd have a communications chief, which was, and she was a staff sergeant, and she was just outstanding. When it came to deploy, she couldn't go. So we'd have to pull another communications chief, and I'm using this one as an example, from maybe he had just returned from a deployment, and we turned him around, put him back out again to deploy on a ship. You know, that's changed. But the bottom line is, and then when AIDS was a big thing, we'd have military members with AIDS, however they got it, didn't care. They couldn't deploy. And so they were medically discharged because they could not deploy. Anything that keeps you from doing your job on a deployment, and it could, believe it or not, it could be teeth. And that's why we played a big thing is that everybody got a, you know, went to the dentist all the time and you got your butt reamed if some of your people missed their appointments. Okay. Now with this transgenderism, in this one hospital has the rules is that people are getting hormone treatments. They're getting, upper body and lower body. That's the way they put it. You know, their genitals changed. Breast added, breast removed, all of this. Here's the problem. They can't deploy, and it'll take who knows how long until they can deploy. And this is there is no place for people who can't – I know if you can't deploy and do your job, that means somebody else has to do it.
That's right.
And when you do things like this – especially when you look at the test for people, and now we're going to have more psychological problems, less psychological problems. But the bottom line for me is this. If they've got something that's going to take, on something that they've volunteered to do. Now, there could be that you've got, you were shot up in combat or blown up, and it's going to take you a couple years, but you will recover. That's different. You're recovering from something, but on something like this, somebody else has to take that person's job. And it's just not right to those who are serving, who then get their overseas rotation date changed because somebody else can't do it.
And I think this applies across the board to any job. There is a difference. Some people are qualified physically, mentally to do a certain job. Other people simply are not qualified mentally or physically to do that job. Doesn't matter what the sex they are, what nationality they are. You either can fulfill the requirements of the job and prove that you can or you can't. And I'll give you an example. When they decided that in the U.S. Forest Service, for lead plane pilots, they changed the requirements for how many hours you needed to have. They changed the requirements for all kinds of things so that they could make sure that at one point it was the affirmative action thing where basically the hiring requirements, they wanted you to hire females and minorities.
People, yeah.
Okay. As a result of that, all kinds of things happened. The requirements to do a lead plane pilot's job, let's say, you had to be able to withstand the heat in the cabin for long periods of time.
Sure.
When you're up there fighting fire. You need to physically be able to get your airplane through the hangar doors and out the hangar doors and loaded and ready to go. Well, we had to change all kinds of things. We had to buy new equipment because the women were not physically able to move the airplanes around. We had to put
even though they could be great pilots, though.
They Maybe. Exactly. They possibly could, but they couldn't physically, couldn't open the hangar doors. We had to put automatic hangar door openings in. We had to do all kinds of things. And in fact, a lot of times they didn't have, lead plane pilots, they would use retired military. They had the hours. They had the experience. They were well trainable to do that. Well, when you get down to, you're going to hire black people or nationalities or,
women.
Or women. But they didn't have that experience. They didn't have that ability to pull those fighter pilots and those retired military people. We don't have active lead plane pilot system in the United States anymore.
I'm just giving you an example. Strictly on
you need to be able to fulfill the requirements of the job.
And I'm speaking strictly from the military point of view that there's people out working jobs and they choose the transgender route, that's fine. It's no skin off my nose. I don't care. But if you can't do military, you can't do your job, and somebody else has to do it, one, it's not fair. And two is, now you have to prove that you can be in the military and all this, but to me, if you want something like this to happen, you've already served a tour, a minimum of 4 years, doing your job. And then at that point, then it's up to the military or however they want to do it. But again, not taking people out of the job and making somebody else deploy.
Well,
because that
I think that applies across the board to any job that you want to be eligible for. If you can't do the job, you can't have it.
And you should not be discriminated against because if you're a person of color or a woman.
Well, absolutely not.
If you can
do the job, you ought to get it. You get the same
absolutely.
Pay.
Absolutely.